Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the break. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with Wisco Paul more than what he just said about the president. Well, one thing you do have to say about the last guy, you know how he liked to control the news cycle? He's still doing it with all his disasters he's left behind. You know, people killing themselves, taking drugs they shouldn't take for COVID, the situation in Afghanistan. But the only thing he in the news presently this morning that he really doesn't have much of anything to do with is the hurricane, except that in his mind, he would have pulled out his Sharpie and moved it over out over the Atlantic. But other than that, this guy, he's controlling the news cycle in that every single disaster he left behind, he left Biden's administration to deal with. And it's as plain as simple as that.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because I'd said, and everybody said, when he was president, he sucked all the oxygen out of the room. That's how he got the nomination. He realized that all you have to do is say something really terrible, really awful, really, really bizarre and inhuman, and they got to cover it. And most people don't really pay much attention. They just hear your name. Then ultimately he got this QAnon type base and he's continuing to do it. Now he's not on Facebook and he's not on Twitter and YouTube, but he puts out these statements and other people forward them. They forward them on their social media and the media think they have to cover the guy. Now, I will say one good thing is before when he was on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, he'd have a live rally. Some of the media would cover it live. I mean, they treated him almost like a president. And he was in every news, everyone. I don't remember in 2015 and 16, up to the election, a single night I watched the news where his name wasn't mentioned. But nobody was mentioning Jeb Bush every night or Carly Fiorina, you know, or any of these other guys. And so he gets it. Now, how is he continuing to do it? In defense of the media, because I did represent some fine media organizations in my law practice for 40 years, especially the Hearst Corporation and their WISN affiliates, excellent, excellent journalists. I mean, in their defense, they have to cover the news. And if a guy is going to debase himself and he's a former president and he's going to say cruel and strange and unusual things, it's at least going to get a mention. But at least you don't get him saying it live frequently. And so that's something. The other thing is people are onto this guy and either they love him or they hate him. And he does not have 50%. Unfortunately, he probably has 35% or 40% of the Republican electorate. So if he runs for president in 2024, all these Trump wannabes, these fake Trumps, you know, the DeSantis and Cruz and all that, they're not going to beat him in a primary because it's not ranked choice voting. It's plurality vote. So he runs in, say, Alabama or he runs somewhere and he gets 35, 40% of the vote. DeSantis gets 19%, you know, Cruz gets 8%, and the other 17 dwarves, you know, they get a few percent. And he could end up as the nominee. Now, he's not going to beat Biden. If Biden doesn't run again, does he beat Kamala Harris? I hope not. Is Kamala Harris going to be the nominee if Biden doesn't run? I don't know. Are there other people in the Democratic Party who could beat Trump? I assume so. But at some point, people has to be mature. We're independent people. I mean, we're the nation that fought the Revolutionary War. We fought the Civil War, fought World War II. We can deal with this, and we are going to deal with this. But you're right. Dick is right. The guy has a genius. He's a genius for sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle and just taking it all up. One very good piece of news, and I'm beginning to think that this individual may be showing more independence even beyond constitutional issues. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just decided that they would not hear a suit brought by a right-wing law firm, the Wisconsin Law and Liberty Group, funded by the Bradley Foundation, that routinely go right to the Supreme Court. Now, let me tell you something. It's hard to get right to the Supreme Court. I practiced law for 40 years, and I can't remember a single case, maybe one, but we try to go right to the Supreme Court. They're the last court. You go to the circuit court, the county, you know, in the county. And they have good judges and they look at it and they write a decision. And then the Court of Appeals, there's four of them in the state, one in Milwaukee, one in Waukesha, one in Dane County, and one up in the Wausau area. And they cover all the counties in the state. And then they weed out a lot of the cases. And then a handful of them go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Party, for a while, have been going right to the Supreme Court, knock it off, you know, just give us this relief and all that. Well, they're starting to push back. 4-3, they refused to consider a suit where the Republican Party wanted to overturn Madison's mask mandate, indoor mask policy, the county and the city indoor mask policy. Now, what about local control? Madison and Dane County figure that's what they want. Okay, people don't like it. Vote for different aldermen and vote for different county supervisors. But no, the Republican Party wants to shut them down. Well, 4-3, the Supreme Court said, we're not getting involved in this now. You're going to go through the normal course. The 4-3, remember, there are four Republicans and three Democrats up there, even though the Democrats tend to be somewhat independent. And even though most of the cases are unanimous or bipartisan, but these kinds of cases that have been politicized are not. Brian Hagedorn, once again, voted with the other three, with Dalet, Kurofsky, and Walsh Bradley, no relation to Rebecca Bradley, who's a Republican, and said, no, we're declining to hear it. And that took a lot of courage. And let me tell you something about this guy. When he ran, everybody thought, oh, well, you know, he's a right-wing Republican, all that. And I could care less, quite frankly. I mean, his own personally believes his own business. It's how he rules. Does he follow the Constitution? And he's showing very, very strong inclination to follow the Constitution. He did it by voting basically to certify the election, even though he may have voted for Trump. I don't know who he voted for. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. But he said, no, our elections are honest in the state. You know, he stopped throwing people off the voter rolls during the pendency of the election. He kept somebody off the ballot who hadn't done the right things to get on the ballot. And now he's saying, hey, if Madison and Dane County want that, Republican Party wants to contest it, there's a procedure. There's a procedure. You go to the circuit court, see what they say, Court of Appeals, see what they say. And the reason for that is the Wisconsin Supreme Court benefits from development of the record. You know, you see testimony, affidavits, you see depositions, you see statements made in briefs, and you get a full picture. You don't get just a quick slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, political thing. And that's what these people have tried to do. So I just think that that is very, very strong. And hats off to Brian Hagedorn. Somebody was talking about, I think it was Dick of Madison, about how Wisco Paul, how the Republicans are advocating these strange drugs. Rand Paul just came out and said it was hatred for Trump that hindered research into ivermectin for COVID. Ivermectin is a dewormer for 2,000-pound cows. Even a 500-pound guy should not be taking ivermectin. It has nothing to do with COVID. It's an anti-worm thing for cattle and horses who weigh over 1,000 pounds. And then Louis Gohmert gave the same speech. He's that right-wing nut from Texas. Why are these guys doubling down on crazy stuff? Why are they crazy men? I get all the other things they're trying to do. But when you say, hey, there's a veterinary drug, ivermectin, that deworms horses and cows, and I think people who weigh 150 pounds should take it, it'll kill them. It'll kill them. It'll kill them. People that take it and don't take the vaccine, some have died. But Rand Paul, Louis Gohmert are doubling down on ivermectin. I cannot believe it. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.